Here's a good little demonstration. Too much gain on the microphone. All right, so this is the normal setting I like to keep this microphone. If you people can't hear me, turn up your volumes. I'm going to show you why I normally keep it this low. I'll turn it up a little bit louder. So right here, this is where a lot of people go, "Oh, your audio sounds great. Yada, yada, yada. Your audio sounds great. Why? Because it's the same volume as my screen reader. Oh, it's the same volume as my screen reader. Mommy. Jeez. Get a life. Turn off the speech. And turn up your freaking volume. Let me give you an idea. This is too loud. All right, this is way too loud. Way too loud. Too much, there we go. Too much, volume that's being pushed out of this preamp right now. This is a dynamic microphone. There should be no reason why I have to push this much volume. Okay, and while it's true that I'm not distorting, that's not the point of this demonstration. The point of this demonstration is to say this is too much gain, way too much gain. Again, way too much gain out of the preamp. Turn up your computer. I'm turning this down. Not only were you able to hear noises from two rooms over because the preamp was so loud, you made your microphone more sensitive. When you turn up a preamp or you turn up a gain on a computer, let's say you're using a USB microphone. Let's take the Snowball, for example. Because the way it's tuned, you have to drive the computer to get a good sound out of it. Okay, well, here's something. You ever think about turning down the volume and turning up the computer? I'm serious. Oh, what a mind-changing asset there of actually turning off your precious screen reader and turning up your computer volume. Why do you think there's a volume on your computer? Ooh. Oh, and you know what? You have no problem turning up your precious music and blasting your screen reader in your ear. But when it comes to really good audio quality, you have a problem with turning up your computer. Ooh. There's no reason why people have to have so much volume to do this. There's no reason why it has to be this loud. I mean, come on, people. All right? Come on. Come on. All right. Well, that's, you know, I just wanted to point that out. There's no reason why any audio has to be this loud, you know, and you're picking up room ambiences and all this happy stuff. And it's almost like I'm on a condenser now, because when you turn up a microphone like that, you're making it more sensitive. And when you make a microphone more sensitive, it becomes easier to distort. It becomes easier to... That was me scratching my mustache. It becomes easier to distort. It becomes easier to, what's the words I'm looking for? Too sensitive, too distortion. And, you know, if it's a condenser, it becomes too brittle. This microphone won't become brittle if I turn it up like this, but it's still too sensitive. I'm actually hearing people arguing down the steps because, and it isn't the microphone's fault. This is over 65 decibels. Bob Heil only recommends driving 40. All right? 40 decibels. That's about right here. Okay, 40 decibels. And I normally keep it a little bit lower than that. I normally don't drive it this high. Like I said, I normally keep it probably around 35 decibels. Which is... Oops, wrong knob. I normally keep it about there. So there you guys go, a little lesson in volume. Turn up the volume and stop whining that people's audio is too quiet on Audio Boo. There's a volume. Stop being a pansy. Anyway, I'm done ranting. I'm done raving. And I'm done yipping and yapping about this.